You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the top news. India's wholesale price index based inflation came at 0.27% for the month of January 2024, as against 0.73% month on month, stated provisional data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry. Positive rate of inflation in January 2024, it added, is primarily due to increase in prices of food articles, machinery and equipment, other manufacturing, minerals, other transport equipment, etc. A Reuters poll had estimated the index would rise 0.53%. The WPI inflation was at 9-month high of 0.73% in December 2023 and at 0.26% in November 2023. The average WPI inflation for 2023-24 as a whole has remained in the deflationary zone at -1.1%. Meanwhile, tailwinds from government grants in the form of viability gap funding for battery storage systems and other favorable policy announcements should lead to 4 gigawatt of battery storage capacity by fiscal 2028, said a report by CRI SIL Ratings. Another driver of this, it added, will be improvement in return on capital profile of standalone storage projects by 300 to 400 basis points to 12 to 13%, bumped up by grants and an on-year fall of 20% in battery prices. Renewable capacity, solar and wind, has grown to 120 gigawatts as of December 2023 from 70 gigawatts as of December 2019, propelled by government's thrust and strong investor interest. By fiscal 2028, the report stated, the capacity is expected to touch 220 gigawatts. On to the world of digital transformation. ReSecurity, a global cybersecurity company, and Cyber Peace Foundation, a global organization advocating cybersecurity and digital peace, have united forces through a memorandum of understanding to bolster cybersecurity resilience, raising awareness about cyber threats, and fostering digital peace. Reportedly, the MOU signing ceremony took place at the American Center, US Embassy. According to an official release, both entities will engage in joint research and development initiatives aimed at tackling cyber threats. From what it's understood, they will implement capacity-building programs designed to enhance cybersecurity awareness and skills within both individuals and organizational spheres. Moving on. The broking firm Jefferies has raised the target price of the stock of Apollo Hospitals to ₹7,500 from ₹6,630 earlier, an increase of 13%. The brokerage has kept the rating unchanged to buy. It believes that the company has remained committed to increasing occupancy in hospitals to 70%. Also, it has raised the operating profit estimated by 6% for FY26 on 24/7 break-even. However, cut the FY25 operating margin by 1% on the back of the lower hospital margin assumptions. The company reported an operating margin of ₹610 crore in the third quarter of the current financial year, an increase of 21% year-on-year. The company's management believes the operating margin will be improved by 200 basis points in the near term. In some more market news, India's Adani Green Energy is likely to raise $500 million by issuing dollar bonds in March, two officials aware of the plans said, making it the first Adani Group company to return to the overseas bond market in a year. A foreign banker who is a part of the discussions told Reuters that the company is doing the groundwork and talking to investors to get a sense on pricing. Once there's more clarity on pricing and demand, they will finalize the details and tap the market. Part of Indian billionaire Gautam Adani's ports to power conglomerate, Adani Green is likely to use some of the proceeds from the proposed bond issue to refinance existing debt that will mature this year. Over to industry. Tata Power Renewable Energy Limited has announced that it has signed a power delivery agreement with Tata Communications Limited for an 18.75 megawatt AC group captive solar power plant. The project, facilitated through a special purpose vehicle, Nivade Wind Farm Limited, has acquired an estimated order value of ₹105 crore. Located in Achegaon, Maharashtra, the plant is projected to generate approximately 40 MUs of power while offsetting more than 30,000 tons of CO2 emissions annually. Deepesh Nanda, CEO and Managing Director, Tata Power Renewable Energy Limited, said, quote, "Our customized green energy solutions such as group captive solar will not only reduce operating costs but also increase energy efficiency, thus paving the way for a sustainable and future-ready sector," unquote. Lastly, Let's see how the share market performed today. The benchmark equity indices ended Wednesday's trading session in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 gained 96.80 points, or 0.45%, to settle at 21,840.05, while the BSE Sensex soared 277.98 points, or 0.39%, to 71,833.17. The broader indices ended in green, with gain led by large cap and small cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index ended higher by 405.90 points, or 0.89%, to settle at 45,908.30. PSU banks and auto stocks outperformed, where IT and pharma stock shed. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.